Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, brought to you by Amstel Malta, your favorite malt drink. That to do a bit of marketing there. All right. Today, there are two issues. One came up in the social media, and one is a current issue. Of course, the current issue for now is the issue of the lady. That's been making the rounds a lot. The lady who lost her life in an unfortunate incident. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to my very good friend and counsel, Libros Oshoma. We're going to talk to him on phone. But just as I was about to talk to him, as I said I would talk to him, I got a post on social media, something to do with the lady who is standing trial. What's her name again? Chidinma Ojukwu. And apparently on International Women's Day, there was a beauty contest in Kirikiri, and she won, and she is now crowned Miss Cell 2022. According to this that I got, the photograph is there. If it's not her, then it must be a clone, you know. And I thought that, okay, I don't understand these things. I told you, if I don't understand something, I ask questions. The best way I can put it is that I just felt a bit uncomfortable about this. Somebody who is standing trial, not yet convicted, now winning a beauty contest in the... I would have thought in the very first instance that the beauty contest would have been for those who are actually convicts, and it would probably be aligned with part of their reformation process. But somebody who is standing trial and has not been found guilty and is just on remand, I don't know. I feel uncomfortable, you know. I don't know. I asked Chukwudi. Our favorite Chukwudi here, and he said, well, it's she's presumed innocent until guilty, and that nothing stops her from doing this. And then I wondered how her lawyer would feel. I wondered if she could have consulted her lawyer and whether this kind of participation was advised. Well, the when you are saddled with the responsibility of public comment, we have always learned to be very, very careful. So I honestly cannot tell you whether it is right or wrong. If I could, I would say so. The best I can say is that it makes me feel very, very uncomfortable. So I said, for your own sake too, let us ask those who know. A lawyer, of course, would be the first point of call. And that's why I called Libros. I think Libros is on the line now. Is he? Okay, I thought that was him. Okay, so so after we've spoken to Libros on these and a few other matters, of course, we'll open up our lines, 0700-993-993-993, for you to express your opinion. At 01465-7190. Is Libros on the line? Yes, okay. Morning, Libros.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Wow. When did you see this story about this lady, Chidinma Ojukwu, who won the beauty competition in Kirikiri?
I saw it today.
Today?
Yes, Libros. I've read through it and I've seen the pictures, pictures and pictures of other contestants celebration of International Women's Day.
Yeah, Libros, I honestly, I will confess to you, I don't know whether it is right or wrong, but I feel uncomfortable. I think anybody will give me that much credit that I do feel uncomfortable. That's why I had to quickly call you to say, what is this? Now, you're a lawyer, and so from that perspective, what do you make out of this?
Yeah, first and foremost, everybody will feel uncomfortable because of the issues surrounding this girl. Remember, upon arrest, she was granting a super interview.
Yes.
And then there was another one on Crime Watch where she made her hair and then granted another celebrity interview.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing this, anybody, you know, will feel very uncomfortable and will ask what is going on. But for me, as a lawyer, our prisons really are supposed to be correctional facilities.
Yes.
And so, being a correctional facilities, even except condemned prisoners who are kept exclusively in confinement.
Yes.
When you get into prison, you're supposed to be rehabilitated.
Yes.
And then come back refined and better. Growing up as a child, I remember we used to buy artwork and other paraphernalia from prisoners.
Yes.
You know, they are taught woodwork, they are taught carpentry. Some persons even, you know, read, you know, up to university level correspondence from prison.
Yes.
You know, those days. But after some time, our prison were no longer, you know, like that. It was like when you go to prison, you're condemned, you come back. Rather than be rehabilitated, you come back worse.
Hmm.
So it's against that backdrop that people will be viewing this one, that what is happening in our prison. But when I looked at, when I first heard the news, I felt the same way. But when I now saw the pictures of the other contestants, and I asked myself, I said, if we can rehabilitate everybody, not just those in prison, even those of us outside, if government can help rehabilitate everybody like this, I think Nigeria will be a better place.
Oh, okay, I mean, the contest itself is commendable.
Yeah.
I have no problems with it. I just have this, that somebody who is on trial for murder, first of all, from a human angle, is none of my business, but I'm wondering how she would have had the presence of mind to go through all this. But that's her business, not mine. Mm. And she has a right to whatever. I just felt, if she was your client, remember the case is still in court, would you have advised her to go on this?
Yeah, if she was my client, I would, depending on the evidence that is available to me, as a representative, you know, and I will also advise her to live a normal life and try to, mind you, when this news broke, there were even allegations also that they were both into drugs, or she was into drugs.
Yes.
So, if she was my client, anything that will make her have a sane mind and, you know, take her away from one of those...
From the worries, yes.
Yes. I would advise her to live a normal life and, you know, participate in events, you know, that are taking place there. That would, if that can even give her, you know, a handiwork. Because these days, the world these days, you need to have a sellable skill. If that can, we've seen in America, we've seen where people learn how to play basketball in prison and then come out,
yes,
and then a trade in prison and come out and become better.
Yes.
And then, you know, have a sellable skill that they now use eventually, you know, to earn a living. So if she were my client, I would tell her to, you know, live a normal life and find a way.
Okay, now let's, I want us to be, to look at what actually could happen, because at some point this would probably get to the judge. Our judges are also human beings.
Yeah.
Do you think in any, I'm not talking, I'm not asking you now
on point
of law, but I'm asking in reality.
Yes, in reality, it would affect the mind of the judge, because for the judge, if this were, if for example she were on bail and she then went about contesting in beauty pageant, that will affect the mind of the judge. But that in prison, that the prison officials, you know, have the initiative to try to, you know, bring life to the people. Because before now, our prisons are known for everything bad.
Yes.
You know, but so if the prison officials, you know, now have the initiative to begin to bring in, you know, issues, things like this that happen in the outside world. You remember during Al-Mustafa's stay in prison also, there were allegations that he donated trophies and organized football tournaments.
Yes.
You know, in prison. I also remember Bajalingo also saying that when they were in a custody in a prison in a Calabar, you know, they participated in a football tournament and the rest, just to keep their mind together. And so, if the judge seeing this, will not, it won't affect him negatively.
Is it that it won't affect him or it shouldn't affect him?
No, it won't. It won't, because these are what the court expects the prison, the rehabilitation centers to engage the inmates in. When they send you to a correctional center, it is, you know, to correct any defect in that person.
But remember, and, remember that this lady has not been found guilty, though.
Yeah, because that's right. That's all the more reason why she should live a normal life.
Okay.
Because the law still presumes her innocent.
Until...
Because of the nature of the crime that she's facing, she's in a correctional, she's in an enclosed facility, also to correct whatever defect or deformity in her behavior. So, all of this, the judge would be happy at the end of the day to say, okay, yes, truly, the correctional facility is engaging in activities that will engage the inmate. So it won't in any way. If it was an outside, remember Binabong Febresima's case?
Yes.
And then while she was on bail, there were limitations that she said she wanted to travel as a member of an entourage for a Miss World Beauty contest. And Justice Oluwakemi frowned at it, that you should be remorseful. You're on bail and you're going, you know, gallivanting for...
Yes.
You know, so if it were... It were she was outside, you know, and then engaging in beauty pageant, then the judge would definitely have come down heavily on her. It means that you're not remorseful for what you have done.
Okay.
But in a correctional facility,
okay,
that is...
it's permissible. Fair enough. I mean, I've listened to your argument. Of course, one or two people would disagree. One of them
is
very close to me here.
Because of the way the matter came up. Like I told you, the first thing, reaction would be, oh, this same girl again. Granted, interview first.
Yes.
Became
yes.
a supermodel and then now beauty queen in the prison.
These are the things that we see in our country once in a while. The other issue I wanted to take you up on very quickly is just to ask your views on this gruesome murder that took place recently. I'd like you to give us your perspective on whether you think that the issue is being handled right as we speak. Indeed, the governor had to tweet this morning. And I was more than glad to retweet it, that he gave the assurance that justice will prevail and also sound a warning to those who are making all kinds of insinuations. I mean, one of the insinuations I had to debunk privately by myself was somebody who called in to tell me that he's sure that the government was involved. And I said, hey, come on, give us a break. That is not what it should be. So I'd like your views on that before I let you go.
Yeah, but quickly, before I go into that, let me also quickly add this. Even when we handle criminal matters, we plead with the courts to remand our client in EFCC custody than send to Kirikiri. Do you know why?
Why?
Because EFCC custody is more comfortable. They will watch TV in EFCC custody.
Yes, I know.
They are more relaxed.
So and is air-conditioned?
You know, they are not treated inhumanely. So I'm just there to add
and the jollof rice there is very sweet. I know because I don't chop them before.
So then on this issue, it is sad, it is unfortunate that now we are in dangerous times. It has never been this bad, you know, in this country. But I'd also like we always say this time shall pass. Yesterday I saw a video of an attempted kidnap, somebody who dressed like a nurse and went to the Lagos State Government General Hospital facility, you know, wanting to, you know, kidnap her.
Well, the hospital issued a release by the medical director to say that he was not a kidnapper, that he was a thief who had taken off his clothes there, but when he was about to escape, he put on a female nurse's... that's Nigeria for you, I mean, I beg. Exactly. Go on.
On this issue... this matter would be easy for the police to crack. Thank God the Lagos State Government had said that they are putting pressure on the security agencies to ensure that, you know, the matter is thoroughly investigated and everybody is brought to justice. Those found culpable are brought to justice. And I also learned that it was the pressure from the Lagos State Government on the security agencies that led to the immediate arrest of the bus driver who was... you know, fleeing to another state. So that said, I also would want to advise the Lagos State government to also issues like this to mind, you know, quick utterances, especially when it has to do with security investigations. But I also have, because the statement initially credited to the governor explaining what happens when, because I learned the governor made a statement saying that if a bus, if there is no light on the last man bus, that nobody should board it. I had thought that that statement was made in the course of further investigation. But I also learned, you know, from clarification that it was a question put to him on International Women's Day event. And so it was a security tip that he was given that, look, any time you see a last man bus and the light inside are off and the conductor is not there, that you shouldn't board the same. I also want to urge the government to use that as an opportunity, because they get documented most of the things that happen. You know, thank God for video evidence these days, and the evidence admit clearly all of these exhibits. So, I want to ensure, I urge the government to, like you asked, can it be cracked? Yes, it is a, it's almost a done deal. And from the testimony of the driver, there are so many loopholes, there are so many questions. And
too
I
many,
do not think also
too many.
That the Lagos State government will be involved in a petty or want to attempt a cover-up.
Of, no,
but if
I don't
anybody
think so.
Is connoisseur that idea, the person should bury it, because this is a matter that is already, you know, before the public domain, and the evidence is it's glaring. And the loopholes in the testimony of the driver are just too many
loopholes.
Anybody to want to, you know, raise a head to want to protect.
Would it help if he were quickly charged to court, so that once he's in court, at least we'll be rest assured, you know?
No. You
okay.
See, this is the problem in our society most times. Where there is too much pressure, we rush a matter to court, and then you leave the T's uncrossed and the I's undotted. So once that happens, every smart lawyer will look for these loopholes and then expand the loopholes. Mind you, in criminal matters, any doubt in the mind of the court should be resolved in favor of the accused person. The disease is no more, he's dead, so he can no longer speak. So the only thing that can speak for the disease is the evidence. So that is why investigation should be thorough. And prosecution, like we say in criminal matters, prosecution starts from investigation. So you must have a thorough and watertight investigation so that when you come...
Wow. We lost that. Okay, we hope we'll get Libros back, but in the interim, our lines will now be open. Now, these two issues are very, very sensitive, so let us mind our language. And also, when we do call in, please, on my programs, when we call in, let us stick to the topic at hand. Okay? Let us stick to... I don't like the idea of having to cut anybody off, but we need to stick to the issues at hand. This is not a program where you can start throwing in your personal whatever it is. Just stick to the issue at hand. Okay? Stick to the issue at hand. Call from a quiet place. So our lines are open now. We will take your calls. Remember the sensitivity of these things. You're on national radio. We don't want to indict anybody unduly. Okay? We just want to do a critical look at these things that are happening around us. I'll take my first caller. Hello, good morning. We lost that one. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
This is David now, calling from Fresh Start.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, see this country, we are heading somewhere.
Yes.
We are heading somewhere. And because of you, I believe this country, based on your courage and your belief that this country will get better one day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. Let me now take another call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Not too bad, please go on.
Yeah, this is Peter. Uncle Jimmy, the lawyer has spoken very well about Chidi Market. But my question is, in this process that she contests, what award was being given to her?
I see.
Yeah, because definitely if you contest and things like that, an award will be given to you. So would they give us the details of this is what was granted to her? Did they give her like a chance of a day spending outside the prisoners or what? At least we should be able to know all those things and know what.
Well, that is true. What is making the rounds was not put out by the prison authorities. I think it was a private initiative of somebody who was there. But I don't think it... I wouldn't want to split hairs on what the reward was, whether it was money or not. I felt a bit uncomfortable about the participation, but I'm feeling a bit better about it after listening to Libros. I feel a bit more whatever about it. So that's my view on that. Can I take another call? Hello, good morning.
Hello, Jimmy, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Jimmy, is it that we are now celebrating murder in Nigeria?
We are not celebrating murder. This lady has not been found guilty. So we need to get our facts right. She's on trial.
I think this country is heading to anarchy. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Please, when we do speak, let's mind our language. She has not been found guilty. She's on trial. And until she is found guilty, no matter the evidence we think that we have seen, and no matter what we think, she is still a free citizen, relatively. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we hope we'll be able to talk to Libros again and expand a little bit on the things that we heard earlier. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
Hey.
You're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disul, and this is sponsored by Amstel Malta. Right, so we'll still take some of your calls. We're trying to get Libros. Once we can get him, I'll conclude my interview with him, and then, of course, we'll continue rolling. Well, let's take some of your calls again. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
My name is Anthony from Iteja.
Yes, sir, Mr. Anthony. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yes. I'm very, very much impressed with this topic. One, I want to comment on Chidinma.
Please go on.
Like you said earlier, and Libros has already said it, she's still not convicted.
Yes.
She's in the prison, and prison is a correctional center. Nobody knows what she's going through in her mind. Maybe that will take her off some certain, maybe future things that may pop up her mind.
Yes.
But with this type of things that just happened can just make her feel sense of belonging to say, okay, I'm still a human being,
yes,
and plead for forgiveness and also try to correct herself from what she has done. But the one that baffled me most was that of the innocent girl that was killed gruesomely.
Yes.
In fact, my old schoolmates in our group, I argued that such thing cannot happen because I've always had in mind that BRT has CCTV camera and all everything. They don't stop anyhow. But I'm surprised to hear that such a thing can happen in Lagos.
Yes.
My heart bleeds.
Thank you.
I just hope that the truth will be revealed to the whole world.
Thank you. I think I need to say here that all over the world, there are breaches of security, sometimes in the oddest of places. People have been attacked in the tube, in the UK, underground in America. These things do happen. You do have these crimes in public places. The most important thing is we can prevent crime as much as we want, but there will always be slips. And this is one of those cases. But the most important part is that when these crimes are committed, we make sure that we get to the end of it and those who are involved in the crime appropriately punished. In fact, maybe you will be shocked to know that when I did some deep thinking, I said to myself, this kind of thing could have been going on that we probably didn't know. If you press those involved, it might not be their first time. I mean, look at it this way. What if that lady hadn't made the efforts to film all the things that she did and the messages? What if she had slept off in the bus and she was now thrown out of the bus? We'll be talking about the corpse found by the road. So it's probably something that has, you know, so there's, even though we want to indict the government somehow, but you also have to leave that allowance that a crime can take place anywhere, even in government house. You can have a driver in the governor's office kidnap a commissioner and drive him away and deal with him. It can happen because there is no security that is 100%. But when it does come up like this, we need to take the challenge, make sure that we get to the end of it and that justice is served as a deterrent to other people that might be contemplating it. That is what. So I appeal, just like the governor has done, to everybody to stay calm. And let's see how this issue is resolved. Is Libros back? Oh, okay, I thought that was him. Let me take another caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, ma'am.
The comment by the medical director at the hospital is very, very wrong. Very wrong.
Which one are you talking about, ma'am?
The one that said the man came to steal, not to kidnap.
Yes, because I got it, yes. Go on.
His tendencies of stealing or kidnapping or thieving, does it have limit? You understand?
Yes.
How can the woman, the person, whether it's a woman or man, did he tell him, does he have any information about his, you know, prior to his action, that this is what I'm coming to do? It's wrong. And it's indicting. And if they don't know what to say in press releases, they should just not talk. Why will you now differentiate and probably dissect and figure out that this is what he's going to do? It's very wrong. And it's very indicting. So you knew about him, you knew him, you knew whatever he does, and then this is what he came to do.
I also don't understand the issue of him taking off his clothes and wearing a nurse's uniform.
That is the thing.
Female nurse.
Why will you now limit it to stealing? He could do anything. He's a thief. Good morning.
Morning. But I must say that I had a good laugh when I heard that the guy changed into a female nurse's uniform to prevent being caught. I tend to agree with Madam that just called that the medical director was a bit hasty. At the very most, he should have just kept quiet until they get to the bottom of the matter. Because what is that? He said maybe he came to steal phones. But phones will not be in the stores. Phones most likely will be on everybody's person. You don't leave your phone in a store. You don't leave your phone in an office. So I don't know what he came to steal. Did he come to steal syringes? I don't buy the idea of phones. That's out of it. Or to kill someone. Thank you very much. You've been reading a lot of Hadley Chase novels. He could have come to kill someone. I think they should grab him. I hope they haven't let him go like a petty thief. They should grab him and move into Area F. He will sing like a canary in all the tonic sulfurs of this world. Have you ever been? Is Libros back? Hey, Libros.
Hello?
Libros.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but hey, before you go, you know, over the weekend, there was a video that also went viral with some woman, very irresponsible act, who gave away petrol.
Yes.
Petrol in jerry cans. And it's gone viral. And some people put up the argument that, she hasn't committed an offense. As we speak,
she did.
The Lagos, I'm coming. I know she did. As we speak, the Lagos State government said she should be arrested. One, we don't know if she's been arrested. We don't know if she's been charged. What I do know is that over the weekend, she was running around, typical Nigerian fashion, putting pressure. And it was said that, she tendered an apology for that. I found the act completely reprehensible.
Yeah.
What was even worse is that people don't know that the two greatest enemies are a telephone and a jerry can of petrol. If a call is coming through and you have a jerry can in the other hand, heaven help you. But here were people excitedly with juju music in the background Here they were filming the incident with their phones. Now tell me, he commit offense or he not commit offense?
But before I go into this one, make I round up my thought on the previous one.
Which one is that one now?
You remember you asked me if they should hurriedly charge.
Oh, yes, you've given an explanation on that because I'm running against time.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
We take your explanation on that. Yes. Okay, please go on.
So for this one, I don't know whether people still remember what police call acts likely to cause bodily harm.
Yes.
There's an offense police call your action, you know, or nuisance likely to cause grievous harm.
Yes.
That is what this offense is.
Okay.
And that this act is likely to cause, you know, harm to the people there and then possibly lead to arson, you know, if not properly handled.
Handled. So
these are not issues that we should just allow, you know, gloss over, or we should just gloss over like that, especially given the fact that I like the fact that Lagos State government also immediately sealed up the premises where the party was supposedly held, and then now also the lady realized that yes, what she did was an offense, even if you know, here it's easy for us to always argue these things away. So after all, people are selling fuel jerry cans on the highway, and what has government done? You know, in that regard, that if there were no scarcity, nobody would have been distributing fuel. But I also want to condemn the action. She definitely has committed an offense.
Yes.
But I also want to quickly condemn the action of the people there who were all there. They don't understand the danger
they were in
of that act. You're in a party with phones and everything, and then they are sharing jerry cans of prayer, and you people are dancing to it. And any small spark from a cigarette hungry smoker.
I don't know the one we don't correct. But he back way. He can just flick his cigarette.
Yes, any small irresponsible, you know, in a default act, you also, I feel like smoking a cigarette, even outside. Could lead to the death of more than half of those persons there.
Yes.
So this action is an action that is likely to cause grievous harm to people, to lead to arson. You know, it's an irresponsible act, and we should not just allow, you know. After all, Funke Akindele was charged, even though she was subsequently pardoned. It's just like this government should use them to assess, you know, example, even though people, we all can never agree on an issue.
Yes.
People will always point to the ones that government didn't do. But for this one, let government use actions like this to make a statement. No matter the hunger, hunger no go force person to go in shit. This is what was done in this.
Okay, thank you very much, Liberals. God bless you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Enjoy your weekend. Back to that act. Okay, so if I had a party and I wanted to distribute, I wanted to give fuel, what do? You give vouchers and tell them to go collect the fuel at a central point. As simple as that, chicken. You have vouchers. You give them tickets. Go and collect. I've bought a whole drum of whatever it is at Total or Mobil petrol station. Present the voucher and you can get the fuel either in your car or in your generator. As simple as that. It's just a matter. We don't think. Our minds have been. And this is part of what I was talking about in the morning with Wemimo. This idea of see me. If only Mama could see me now. Is now in the forefront of her thinking. She wanted to, whether he or she, I think it was a she, wanted to just make this point. You know, I going to half well in the midst of scarcity. It's this kind of bravado that dictates the way we live now, and it's not going to get us anywhere. If she's going to be pardoned at all, let it be at court level. We call on the Lagos State government, the Attorney General of the Federation, and indeed the governor by extension, to make sure that an example is made out of this. We are not insisting that she should be punished, but she must go through that process. Because in any case, you cannot punish the owner of the premises and not punish the person who started it all. I don't think there's equal justice in that. You've shut down her villa, whatever the place is. They can't take in customers. Those who have paid, they have to refund their money. So what liability does the person who did it all in the first instance? What does it take? This is a wake-up call for all of us. When you are in the middle of irresponsible acts like that, you should take a walk. and better still, as a good citizen. It's surprising that a party that would have lasted about 4 hours, nobody had the presence of mind in that place to call the police, including those who came with police escorts. Because at that kind of party, you see police escorts helping them to carry jollof rice and fried rice and ejatutu and pomo and all kinds of things. Is the police, you know, nobody, not one single person do we hear made a report. This report came from those who are feminine, gladly, with a lot of pride. I tell you, there's something wrong with my people. I don't understand it. How can I sit next to a jerry can of petrol? In my drinking days, no matter how correct I am, my eye go clear. You know, I'm next to a jerry can. When my mom has his own jerry can, this one, we all sit down in comfort. I cannot even lick a sweet in petrol station. And they were dancing. Dancing, what kind of music would that have been? Shaggy. You don't know. It was a live band.
Because they went to give the live band their own.
They gave the live what? Oh, our people, my people. What had they had the band? The band not to bekpo. See, this idea I keep saying of, if only mama could see me now, you want to show that you are the most successful now. You are the first person in your village to make money. If we continue to do things like this, we will ruin and wreck this country. One of these days, somebody is going to be hiring an ex-Liberian soldier at his party, will be giving out grenades to everybody, but tell you don't pull the pin. Okay. Let me take some of your calls. Yes.
Ari. Good morning.
Morning, no, Jare, Chris.
Quick one, that lady was too fast for her to take part in that beauty, whatever.
Okay.
I know they say it's a suspect. It's not proving this. No. Before you go into such thing, you have to be, oh my God, what are we turning this country to? And for that petrol distribution, it's totally wrong, my brother, I'm telling you. Nobody, even the chief security, whatever, there, did not see the risk in that thing. And for this girl that died, may her soul rest in peace. So we'll lose you. Work hard on insecurity in Lagos State. The thing is getting out of hand, Ogunjini, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Thank God she made some videos, right? The other day in Salekodia, a boss go there and carry school children, headed all the way to Ogun State. School children. Pretend as if it's a commercial bus. So please, the governor should work hard on this security, whatever, in Lagos State. It's getting out of hand. Thank you, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, thank you, Chris. One of the things about working hard on security is to make sure that those who commit offenses, no matter how minor, are brought to book. That is the reason why a man will wait at a red light, even if the light is faulty. He will almost wait perpetually because he knows, in other countries, he knows that if he crosses that line, no matter how long it takes, they're still picking up people who committed offenses in the Second World War. One was about 92. They brought him on his hospital bed to court. And this idea of soft landing, I mean, this thing that took place over the weekend, I would have expected that by Monday or Tuesday, that woman would be in front of a magistrate. And did, using my contacts in government, I'd said at the back end that this is the only thing that will satisfy people. People must see that justice is done. People must see that you have zero tolerance for criminality. But today is Thursday. We don't know what is happening. So if the governor is now complaining that people are talking about complicity in cases like the woman who was murdered, it's because of the little examples that they have set. That's why people now keep coming with the narrative that every big man is above the law. So I sympathize with the governor. Honestly, I do. Poor guy. I sympathize with him. But he should know that it's a self-inflicted injury. If somebody was, as at the weekend, it had gone viral, and as at Monday or so, you had made a statement, you had said that the woman, whoever it was, should be arrested. We haven't seen that she's been arrested. She hasn't been paraded. Sorry? Then you closed down the event center, but you didn't prosecute the woman. What kind of balance of justice is that? What kind of... So we're calling on... You know, we challenge the government. If you don't take care of these little things, the bigger things will overwhelm you. And that's why some of us now are trying so hard to debunk government complicity in the murder of this lady. But you have created a mindset in the minds of people. Well, we will continue to say our own and see, hopefully, over time, you know, these things will be taken much more serious and will be attended to. I'll take a few more calls before I leave, because the techers will be here soon. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
I would like to be anonymous, sir.
Okay, I will allow you. Go on.
Thank you very much, sir. Sir, I love your program, and I understand that every time you always stand in the gap between the government and the people. But, sir, I would like to make a statement. When the Elegushi, during the COVID-19, was crowned, we saw a lot of people there. Nobody was persecuted for that act. Amid COVID-19, people were there celebrating, jubilating, and Lagos State did not prosecute anybody, being the person doing the act.
Okay,
sir,
fine.
What is good for the goose is only good
for the
gander.
Okay,
anytime government is at fault, we should always prosecute them, be it government or individuals. That's my take, sir.
Well, I need to add to what you said. The government itself, the governor himself, was at a political event with the leader of the party in Lagos. Yeah. They were all at, I think it was Ogba, well, even with the commissioner of police at that time, and COVID rules were thrown out of the window. Well, we should continue, like you rightly said, we should continue to condemn these acts until we get it right. If we don't punish people for, you know, set an example of them, if we don't show that we have the will to go through the whole process, this is what you're going to have. This is what is going to be happening. But there is also something called civil sensibility. If you find yourself in a place where something untoward is happening, I mean, how would you be able to down one or two green or brown bottles in a situation where you have a jerry can by your side all through? Like liberals and I were saying, all it takes is for somebody who is correct, smoke and flick the cigarette, and that's it. We too, we should, in the midst of enjoyment. But Nigerians don't know. They don't know limits. They're not sensitive. I see, for example, at public functions, people go and serve themselves. You'd be asking yourself quietly, if Wumi was sitting next to me, Oshokwe, woman, especially when you go to serve yourself events, I say, are you sure this woman will be here? This man will be able to eat all this food? Woof. Everything inside. Yeah, they call it Ijewuru. That's the nickname for it, Ijewuru. And I really do think we need to be careful. It's like the food that policeman was carrying. I don't know whether the food was for the woman or the policeman, but I mean, that was almost food for two people. But second base, let's leave that one there. Okay, I'll take one or two more calls. It's almost 9:50.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, madam.
Yeah, this is Akibe.
Yes,
but you are talking about the fuel at the ceremony. What about those selling with jerry can? A lot of it, see the vehicle on the road, see the jerry cans of fuel,
yes,
on by the side of the road, is dangerous.
I know that.
Then the police should do something about that. You don't need to sell fuel with jerry can. Stop park along the road and motor are passing by.
Okay.
And human beings are passing by there as well. As regards to persecution of people that are offending Lagos or that do something wrong in Lagos, they should be expelled from Lagos. Once they are found guilty, they should not allow to live in Lagos any longer. And they should go and start their prison services in the state they come from.
Okay. What about if they come from Lagos? What do we then do? In Dongo. So you hear that, according to Madame who just called in now, if you do anything, we will lock, stock and barrel, will send your luggage all the way to Opobo. That's a direct hit at somebody. Okay, let's I have just about 2 more minutes, so I can take only 2 more calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Kunle. I'm calling from Beta.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was listening to your program. I would like to complain about the security state in our state. And I don't think our governor is doing anything about it. Because I know you are not a fan of Ambodi, but I can attest that during this time, Lagos was more secure than this.
Okay. Your point is noted, sir. Thank you. Please, when you call, switch off your fan. I think it was his fan that muffled part of what he said. Switch off your standing or table fan so that we can hear you loud and clear. I'm not in the business of comparing Nambode and Sanwo-Olu. That has nothing to do with what we are talking about now. So don't let's bring politics into a very serious subject, even though we try to make light of it sometimes. That's my reaction to that. My last caller for the day. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Non-CB, sir.
Non-CB, said Alice.
Non-CB.
Go on. Just go on.
These diplomatians.
Yes.
The caller called now that Obalegu was installed during COVID-19 period.
Yes.
Obalegu was installed in April 27, 2010. There was no COVID-19 then. So they should not be informed us.
Okay.
I call about Legushi on issues all the time. Thank you.
God bless you. Well, that's it. You heard it yourself. It's been refuted. Okay, so we'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to have in the studio Yemi Candid Johnson. Yemi Candid Johnson, SAN. And we're going to look at the Umahi saga and other legal matters that have confounded us. So you don't want to miss tomorrow. Tomorrow is our lecture 001 in law on Daily Digest with JB Diso. I'd like to thank Wemimo. I'd like to thank Philip. We'll take a break now, and off I go. The techers will be here any minute from now, as usual, in the order that you jolly well do know. I wish somebody would help me beg them one day to bring Teke 3 to the studio. Sorry? He's what? He's in school. Let them take permission. Let them take permission from his school teacher that he has an appointment with his Uncle Jimmy. I love that boy. So we'll be back again tomorrow. Take life easy. Again, we'd like to remind the government that we are watching. You see, we will keep an eye on the little things. We are waiting to see what is going to happen with this fuel matter. As I've said, let her at least be charged to magistrate's court, and then pardon can be granted at that level if need be. That's not for us to decide. We would have set an example that the law is nobody is above the law. Thank you very much. I see you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.